When you were going to take this corn to the mill, maybe you'd take a bushel or maybe a little more or something, but...
No, they'd just take any amount you can, a peck or a bushel or... Uh-huh. Or a bushel and a half. I don't know why they called it a bushel, but I reckon they measured by bushels or so much.
You know another expression you'd use? You'd say you're going to take a
turn.
What? Of corn.
A turn.
To mill.
To mill, have it ground.
Yeah, you'd say, you might call it a bushel or a peck or whatever. Or there might be another.
A turn. Yeah, a turn. A turn of meal, a turn of corn. They used to call it that.
Did they use that word turn talking about anything besides corn?
No, I never did hear of it. I reckon that was just what they used about the meal, the grist mill.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I see. You wouldn't talk about a turn of wood.
No, no. It's in a woods in corn, you see.
Uh-huh. What about if someone... Well, what about the amount of wood you can carry in your arms?
But that would just be stove wood or firewood.
How much wood would you say you had?
Well, I don't know, you know. Sometimes the sticks are small and sometimes little and sometimes a large stick, you know.
But if you have enough wood so that it's all you can carry in both your arms, you'd call that a...
Just kind of... Little wood.
Yeah, or an arm.
Yes, or an arm filament wood.
Okay. What if someone had a wagon about half full of wood?
Well, they'd just have a wagon just half full of wood. I don't know what to... You know, people who go out and cut wood, well, they wouldn't, if they cut it for the sales, they don't cord it up. Mm-hmm. But if you sell it, it's sold in cords. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever heard of a jag of wood?
No.
For a half a wagon full?
No.
Okay, say...
Well, people has different things. We always carry ours out in a big dish pan.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that, you know. Fellas couldn't carry tubs out.
Yeah.
They'd wash and rinse in tubs, you know. We didn't have no washers for, I don't know, right smart while after I got married.
Well, that's not...
What would you carry the dry clothes back in?
Most of the time in your iron.
Yeah. Do people use anything different now when they talk about clothes?
Well, there's a lot of people that uses a washer and hang their clothes out. You know, they think maybe they get air or something to smell better, but as old as I'm getting, I don't go out in the yard with clothes. I hang my clothes and I go out on the porch, you know, and then I fill up my dryer, you know. And then I use Clorox in my washer, you know, to kind of keep my clothes all, not to get yellow. Bed clothes will get yellow if you lay them back and don't use them a long time. But I change. I use different ones, and that keeps them all kind of clean, and you know, white.
Yeah.